7:40, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. A big thanks to staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for being positive about this weekend. I like that. All right, something we've been talking about the last couple of hours, and that is with the situation in Mobile County now, having facilities for testing here. One at Ladd Peebles was reported and one at the grounds. Nicolette Schleichman from News 5 joins us now. You were physically there this morning, right? You went to the grounds.
Yeah, so I went to the grounds this morning, and it's important to note that they're not actually testing yet. These facilities are set up as a proactive measure by the city for when those test kits come in and when those protective gears come in so that they're ready to do those testing.
All right, do you know a timeline on the kits and on the protective gear?
So the only thing that we've heard from the mayor's office is that they expect them within the coming days. When that means, it's not exactly clear, but I don't think they know either. It's just kind of a waiting game for right now.
What is for the one at the grounds that you were at? What's the facility consist of? What does it look like? Describe it to folks.
So it's set back towards the actual grounds themselves. It's further into the parking lot there. And there's a small white tent, and all it is that once these are up and running, all you have to do is drive up to the tent, and you'll be swabbed, and you won't even have to get out of your car.
Okay, so it's a drive-through. They do the swab, and then I guess you pull on off, and then you just wait do they tell you whether you get something in the mail, or they call you and let you know
that
your status?
That part I'm not entirely sure about yet. I don't know exactly how are they going to determine if you're positive or negative or not. I'm assuming they're going to get your phone number or records or somehow and contact you at a later time, because I don't think they can actually find out if you're positive or negative right there.
Nicolette, I know we're all learning as we go here, not just here, but across the United States, so you might not have an answer for this, but do you know whether, I've seen in other places, they schedule an appointment, even at these drive-through testing centers, through their healthcare provider, and then show up at a certain time and show their license through the window before they get swabbed. Have you heard anything surrounding how you get lined up for the test?
You know, we haven't heard that just yet. We're still trying to determine this. I mean, like you said, everybody is kind of learning as we go. But I can anticipate that might happen if there's just an overwhelming amount of people coming. And I can't imagine how they wouldn't try to screen you somehow before sending you off to these testing sites. I can't imagine that you can just drive up and say, hey, I'm experiencing symptoms that might be it. I have a feeling you have to go through those screening sites before you can go on to there. But again, we haven't heard exactly what will entail once we get these test kits in and how this whole thing will happen. I'm sure we'll find out soon, but like you said, it's a learn as we go type of situation.
Yeah, I was watching your reports, and I guess part of the discussion was people that live nearby, and I don't know if it's both facilities or just one or the other, that there's been some neighbors. Are they complaining? Are they just questioning? What's going on?
I know at Ladd Peebles, they were questioning and concerned just about their elderly neighbors that live around the area. I don't know exactly if those are things that they should worry about, because I have a feeling that, you know, the people that are getting tested won't be near the neighbors unless, you know, they're outside at the testing facility. But it is something that, I mean, it's valid for people to be concerned about, because this is just something we just don't know enough about yet. And I know everybody is worried and concerned right now.
You're just trying to figure it out. We appreciate you bringing some of the information to us this morning, Nicolette. We'll check back soon.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
All right. Nicolette Schleichman from News 5 checking in.